The Humber College rugby program has been steadily improving over the last few years. This year, the hard work of both players and coaches paid off as the team went on to win the gold in the provincial championship. Now it's true, rugby is a team sport, perhaps more than most, but 21-year-old team captain Andre Rosegreen was an essential part of the equation that brought home the gold for Humber. This is another Humber Profile.
You know, it was my first year being captain, so it kind of gave me an opportunity to share my knowledge and whatnot and just help the guys that I felt, you know, had the skill to do what. And there's a lot of potential with this year. Like, I feel this year was not a team that had the most skill, but had the most, devotion and really wanted to win more than anything and were willing to do anything to win.
Rugby is becoming more and more popular here in Canada, but compared to soccer, hockey, and baseball, it still has a long way to go. Andre tells me how he discovered the sport and how he got to where he is today.
Well, it all started, like, I played soccer since I was like 4 or 3 years old, and a good friend of mine's dad has always been into rugby ever since he was younger and kept egging me on to play, and before I started high school I kind of started to get into it, and I really, really found it interesting. I'm a very aggressive person, so the contact just came natural, and I did track all through school, so my pace was pretty good. So they started me, I played center, outside center was my first position, and that position is pretty much just catch a ball, try to open up for the wingers, or take yourself. Yeah, it was grade 9 when I started that. As I progressed through high school, I turned into an inside center. They play side by side, one's just more physical than the other. Better my skills, I just try to develop my game all around, so just to versatile the positions that I can play now so that I'm not limited. And that just came with practice and whatnot.
Andre is the team captain, and with that title comes many responsibilities. This year he was able to use his knowledge and experience to help less seasoned players rise to the level required to win the championship. Head coach Kerry French talks about the role Andre had in winning the gold.
Well, he had an integral role. I mean, I would say that it was a key role to winning gold. I think he had a vision from the outset of winning, and he communicated that in everything that he did.
Although the sport is still growing here, winning the provincial title is no easy task. Andre talks about what it's like to see the hard work pay off and bring home the gold for his school and fellow athletes.
It was like one of the greatest satisfactions I think I've ever felt. Like, I've been like a captain for most of my team sports. It's kind of the position I like to play. This year, just seeing guys, like, in a semifinal game, for instance, I went off, my arm was sore, I had a bad shoulder, but the way they respond, like, I feel like I don't even need to be on the field for, you know, our team to play well. And like once that final whistle went, and even during the game when I knew we were gonna win, and it's a great feeling to see guys respond and how you can affect some people.
And what does the future hold for Andre?
Going to Australia is a big opportunity I've been considering. You know, there's Europe and then there's New Zealand, and Australia is close. So just in Australia, I've just heard nice things about it. So, and there's actually there's a rec program, or they have a rec facility kind of stuff there that kind of ties into my program, which is why I kind of choose to go over there over Europe or New Zealand. And they are tremendous defensive rugby players, as well as like the All Blacks. Their style of rugby is the same, which is kind of why I feel I should, if I go there, it can better, you know, and cater to my style of playing rugby. At this point, like playing rugby, you can't really play forever. It's the way it takes a toll on your body. So, like, my goal is kind of to make it to the World Cup. I think I have the opportunity to do that, and if I can go out and get experience from, you know, other places and other people with different philosophies, then hey, it might make me a better player. And when I come back and the World Cup is coming up, maybe I could get a shot at that. So that's kind of the reason why I want to go out over there. Definitely plan on coming back. I definitely would not shy away for having the opportunity to play with that Canada crest on my chest, winning some games in the national level for Canada. So
Andre Rosegreen is a great example of somebody who loves a sport, sets a goal, and lets nothing get in his way. It won't be surprising if we see him at the national level someday. One thing is for sure though, when Andre moves on, the Humber College rugby program will miss his dedication and passion. With a Humber Profile, I'm Justin Ward.